From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Today's resolution includes the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions regime ever imposed by the Security Council.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, speaking after the United Nations Security Council, unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. They are aimed at reducing North Korea's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. They could cost the North more than $800 million a year. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. He said up to 25,000 people have been displaced from rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday. A draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for a cessation of hostilities. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports the resolution.
The past 5 days have witnessed one of the most extreme bombardments of civilian areas in the entire life of the conflict, ravaging what was left in the once majestic eastern part of Aleppo. The objective is simple: to take eastern Aleppo by force with no regard for the consequences it may have for innocent civilians.
Samantha Power. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day. This is VOA News.